Welcome back to the podcast. I'm very excited for this week. You guys are in for a huge treat. We're going to have a series. I have met a new friend through a mutual friend. Erica Smith is on with us this week, and we are going to go through a multiple episode series on gut health. And I have to tell you that Erica makes it really fun. We don't just talk about things that we can't see. So much of what she encourages us to do, you really see those immediate results. And so I'm really excited for you to meet her and jump into all of the episodes this week because we have a special offering for you at the end of the week that you don't want to miss. So, Erica, I'll stop talking so we can get to know you. Thank you for being on. Your business is
Oh my gosh.
called Guts by Erica, right?
Yes, Guts by Erica.
I love that name. Couldn't be more clear. So tell us about you.
Absolutely, no, for sure. It took a little bit to get that name put there, but it ended up being Guts by Erica. My name is Erica Smith, and I am a biologist, and I am on a mission to design a healthier version of you, starting with a very crucial place that I have found, and that is your gut. And so I give a little background for myself. I grew up in Puerto Rico in a household filled with women. I was one of three girls, and I grew up with an intense love for food and an unrealistic fear of becoming obese. This actually led me to push my body to extremes, embracing really unhealthy habits such as starvation, binging, and even purging at some point. And then I moved to the United States in Indiana, back with my parents, and I returned to the healthier version of weight control, which was crash dieting and over-exercising that I had adopted for a lot of my life. And this part of my life, I kind of call the middle part of my life. It's bookended by two events. Event one was when I was 6 years old. Painful and bloody stools led me to hospital stay, and I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis at that point. And then my event two, I call my post-pregnancy hormonal changes. I was sleep deprived. It really was the toughest years. And really, during that time, my life was absolutely marked by inflammation, insomnia, a profound lack of patience with everybody around me and myself. And then in 2007, after my husband had a health scare and we were looking at the prospect of using medication, we just kind of moved to Florida looking for a fresh start. But all of our diseases kind of came to a head at that point. My joints were riddled with cysts and my back issues had worsened. Even though I was following almost a fully vegan, full Western medicine recommendation that they had given my husband, and maintaining even rigorous exercise routines, we just kept feeling worse and worse and worse. And so during this challenging time was when I was introduced really to the gut microbiome through a podcast of all places, and not even like related to health. I stumbled upon influential figures like Dr. Stephen Gundry, Dave Asprey, and Mark Hyman. And it really reshaped my approach of how I was not only preparing my food, but actually also sourcing them and ultimately enjoying food, period. So, with my background in biology, I led this journey of exploration and research extensively, especially because I knew I was going, everything that I was learning was against Western medicine, and I knew that I was going to be challenged at every turn. And even though I had to restart my process several times, when I fully committed, a multiple week progress process is when I really started noticing all of the changes. After struggling with the idea that healthy food had to be tasteless and unsatisfying, the whole crash diets were a terrible, terrible battle that I suffered with. So I really had to commit to making a lifestyle change in order to address that. And then after committing to this, not only for myself, but for my husband, both of our chronic illnesses came to a complete halt. Both my husband and I lost around 20 pounds. I overcame addictions to smoking and drinking, And because the changes in my body were so immediate, I really felt invincible about 2 to 3 weeks into the process. And my husband, who's in his late 30s now, feels stronger than he has in his 30s. And that scare about medication is no longer there. He is on zero medication at all. So I had to absolutely get on the bandwagon and create something to help others that I was hearing were suffering with the same stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And in a further episode, you're going to explain your different programs. But yeah, thank you for sharing and just the honesty of that. It's amazing what food can do. And we've talked about that before on the podcast, but I really like your approach because it's much more holistic. So it's not just what you eat. You talk so much about how that affects everything. But go into a little bit about your three pillars, because part of what this podcast is natural health kind of simply. Sometimes I say natural health for dummies, those yellow books, not to slam anyone, but I like to give the basics and to simplify it so that people just feel like there's these little bite-sized things that they can do. So I love your three pillars. Explain those and kind of how that is foundational.
So my three pillars are food is medicine, sunlight is information, and sleep heals. And if you think back to the story that I had, for my personal journey, my journey was that food is medicine was the first thing that was wrong for me, that took me to the path where I ended up really in 2017. I had a very bad relationship with food, so it wasn't even just about what I was eating. I had a bad relationship with it, but also I wasn't eating the right things. A lot of times I wasn't eating enough, and so that was my first thing that came to a halt. Sunlight is information. I was born in the island of Puerto Rico. I was getting probably enough sunlight. And then I moved to the Midwest. There is just no sun. So my second leg out of my stool gets taken away at that point. And then the end of the bookend really is when I have my children and I lose my sleep. And now all of a sudden, I have nothing to stand on. And so this is why I overall think that these three things are so important. And ultimately, because we can't always control everything that we're doing. And so we can go in these kind of stages where maybe 1 week my sleep is a little bit bad, but I really focus on getting that food and that sunlight. And those three things kind of carry me on because they're really affecting the health of my gut microbiome and thus my overall health. And so I find that if I work with these three pillars and I'm kind of managing them in this balanced ecosystem, that I can really see positive changes or maintain positive health. And I see that in a lot of people. You take two out of those three and you're only standing on one and you're really starting to notice some issues. You take all three out and then you become sick.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny that you say that when you moved to Florida because my parents moved down in 1999. I went back to Ohio for one more year of school, and the cloudy days just did me in. I came home for Christmas and I moved by May. Like the truck was packed the last day of school. And I know that I could never go back. Even we've had a little bit of a cloudy winter this winter in West Florida, and it reminds me. And then I was just in Nashville last weekend and we had some cloudy days, and you're not only affected by it, emotionally, but just your whole entire energy level is just zapped when you have those days. And so I can't wait to dive deeper into that with you. So tune in for our second episode with Erica. And don't forget to check Friday's episode because we are going to launch a very special gift and opportunity for you all.
Thank you.